The Martyrs of Isfahan. In these days, at the end of winter, we arrive at the spring of the brave martyrs of this season. Isfahan, the 12th month in the Iranian calendar, is the season of the profound love and ishq of martyrdom. And martyrdom is truly the art of the people of Allah. The last moments of many brave commanders occurred in this very month of Isfahan. Thus, salam and salutations upon the martyrs of Isfahan. Salam and salutations upon the Baqiri brothers. With the start of the Saddam-imposed and Western-backed war, and the ensuing Fathul Mubin operation, Shahid Hamid Baqiri entered the front lines. He was present as a commander in numerous critical and important military operations of the war. Shahid Hamid Baqiri was the successor of the 31st Ashura Regiment, and on the 6th of Isfahan, in a military operation codenamed Khaybar, attained martyrdom on the island of Majnun while under heavy fire from the enemy. His brother Mahdi Baqiri didn't permit the corpse of his brother to be brought back, and so Hamid Baqiri's blessed body, alongside his other martyred soldiers, remains without grave. The 8th of Isfahan, 1365, is the season of the profoundly spiritual ascension of Shahid Hussein Khadrazi, the flag bearer of jihad and martyrdom. He showed great courage in various military operations and was the commander of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam regiment. And in the end, after being the commander of the 14th Imam Hussein regiment for 7 years, he joined with his master Imam Hussein alayhi salam and stood up for the prayers of martyrdom on the banks of the Jassim River in the military operation codenamed Karbala 5. And among the wounds and blood of the military operation codenamed Khaybar, on the sunset of the 17th of Isfahan 1362, the commander of Khaybar, Shahid Muhammad Ibrahim Himmat, became heavenly and was martyred. The island of Majnun in southern Iraq still has and gives off the perfume of Shahid Himmat. The earth of this area still profoundly remembers the day when Shahid Himmat was martyred, but his sayings remain forever. Years as a commander of a regiment, along with all the great qualities of Shahid Himmat, created a unique personality. Even after the passing of many years, the personality of Shahid Himmat still continues to be an ideal for our age. And on the 23rd of Isfahan is the event of the heavenly flight of Shahid Abdul Hussein Bronsi. Shahid Bronsi, with the start of the Wal Fajr 3 and Wal Fajr 4 military operations, was the assistant wing commander of Jawadul Aimma and was present in all its phases. He was also the leader of a powerful regiment. In the Khaybar, Maymak, and Badr military operations, he had the post of the regiment's wing commander. The Ba'athis knew Shahid Bronsi's great military feats quite well, and so they put a price on his head. In the end, on the 23rd of Isfahan, 1363, Shahid Bronsi took his flight to the heavens. And salam and salutations upon Commander Shahid Abbas Karimi. He was the commander of intelligence for the Muhammad Rasulullah Brigade and later on became the commander of the 28th Hazrat Rasul Regiment. Commander Shahid Abbas Karimi was the friend and comrade of Shahid Jawidul Asl and Haji Ahmad Mutawassilian. In the end, on the 24th of Isfahan 1363, Abbas Karimi did his wudu with the water of the Tigris River and stood up for the divine prayers of martyrdom. And just a few days before Eid, on the 25th of Isfahan 1363, the commander of Badr, Shahid Mahdi Baqiri, was martyred and became heavenly. Shahid Mahdi Baqiri, who was 1 year older than his brother Hamid Baqiri, attained martyrdom 1 year after his brother. And when it was formed, he was given the commandership of the 31st Ashura Regiment. In the end, he was wounded on the island of Majnun in southern Iraq in a military operation codenamed Khaybar. And on his way back from the mission, a missile hit his kayak, and so his blessed body, along with his fellow soldiers, all became martyred. And just as he desired, he remained without a marker, but he became a role model for our nation. Truly, the month of Isfahan is the season for giving up the hearts and lives for Islam and Allah, for many of the known and unknown brave men of jihad on the path of Allah. It is the season for many brave and pious martyrs who took flight via martyrdom to a place much greater than this world.